MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, May 23, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Partly cloudy today, upper 50s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 2:55 p.m. The Salem News is reporting that yesterday's report of an active shooter at St. John's Prep was a hoax. Other North Shore schools have been targeted by swatting calls this year, which authorities described as a criminal harassment tactic of deceiving emergency responders into sending an armed police or emergency service response team to another person's address. Headmaster Ed Hardiman at St. John's Prep reacted to the hoax with this message yesterday.
We appreciate your patience, understand your concern and anxiety, and ask that you please pray for the law enforcement people that are here, pray for our students and our staff, and pray for each other as we realize that this is a challenging and traumatic experience for everyone to go through.
Boston College High School was also targeted by an apparent swatting call on Monday, according to reports. Salem News is reporting that two people received jail sentences last week for their role in a violent theft at Ghibli's Menswear in Danvers in 2019. 27-year-old Brian Vaughn of Dorchester was sentenced to 4 years in Middleton Jail, while 26-year-old Adriana James of Jamaica Plain got 3 years in South Bay Correctional Center. Vaughn and James were found guilty by a jury last month on multiple counts of unarmed robbery and one count each of assault and battery. ItemLive.com is reporting that firefighting operations at the Lynn Woods brush fires have ended after 400 acres were scorched. Officials credit the heavy weekend rains with aiding in extinguishing the fires. The Gloucester Times is reporting that Gloucester officials will update residents on the investigation into the contamination of the creek at Good Harbor Beach, a popular family swimming area, today at 6 p.m. on Zoom. The bathing spot was closed during the summers of 2021 and 22 to reduce the risk of illness in swimmers due to water quality samples containing elevated levels of bacteria in salt water. The bacteria is not typically disease-causing, but its presence is associated with fecal contamination, and at high concentrations can indicate the likely presence of waterborne pathogens, according to a January 12 memo to the City Council from Chief Administrative Officer Jill Cahill and Public Works Director Mike Hale. Sports next.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Celtics resume their NBA Eastern Conference Series tonight in Miami against the Heat. Celts trail this series 3-0, tip-off tonight at 8:30. Red Sox lost to the Angels last night, 2-1 in California. That game two of that series is tonight. Some high school baseball scores from yesterday. Masconomet 3, Salem 1. Marblehead 7, Winthrop 5. Saugus edged Saugus 6-5. And Lynn Classical shut out Reading 5-0. Softball, Beverly topped Swampscott 12-0. That's sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us here on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.